And in the story today, we see how Padre Pio gives these two warnings to different people. So why did he do that, and what was the result? Please do stay tuned to find out. Hello friends, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, and welcome to our channel Following Padre Pio. And here, through a series of short stories, we take a look at the life of our great saint, Padre Pio, who was a Capuchin friar, a mystic, a tremendous miracle worker. Do stay tuned to find out more about Padre Pio, and also we hope that you will be surprised to see what his intercession could do for you. And we do encourage everyone to be part of our Padre Pio apostolate. One thing that we do offer everyone, all our viewers, is we have a mass every Friday in which we bring all of your intentions to Padre Pio in this mass. And to be part of this, just see how to enroll your intentions on the video on the end screen. And we'd really appreciate it if you'd be part of this apostolate and you'd help us by liking our video and sharing this video with your friends and colleagues. For our first story, this takes place when Padre Pio was still a young priest and this incident happened to him. Padre Pio was visiting a hospital and the doctor told him that this particular patient there, he was not expected to live the night. He was not expected to survive. He was gravely ill. So Padre Pio went over to this man's bedside and he spoke to him a little bit and he gave him his priestly blessing. And then he also added to this person, he said it would be a good idea if you would make your confession. And this person said, no, I'm not going to do that. Maybe later when I am better. Put it off. And any further persuasion, Padre Pio just realized, was going to be to no avail. But as he was leaving the room, he thought, desperate times call for desperate measures. And he stopped and he turned around and he told the person, we will meet again, but the next time we will meet is in the cemetery. This obviously created quite a stir in the person, and when he heard this, he realized how gravely ill, how serious the situation was. And he changed his mind, and he quickly, after this, he made his confession and he received communion. And sure enough, later that night, he passed away peacefully. So to me, this sounds like it was quite a close call. It was a little too close for comfort, we could say. And death, it arrives like a thief in the night. So it's a good idea to always be ready. Our second story is the curious story that Aurelio Montavo relates to us. Now, Aurelio had visited St. Giovanni Rotondo a number of times, and he had been to confession with Padre Pio, and he had also been to Padre Pio's Mass, so the two spiritual highlights. And he was just so impressed with all of this that he would return again and again. He'd come back to St. Giovanni Rotondo. And eventually he decided to sell up wherever he was living and he moved to St. Giovanni Rotondo and there he purchased a little hotel which was close to the monastery. And this was for the pilgrims who were visiting Padre Pio and he could help those people as well spiritually. And from this he also made his living. Now Aurelio's brother, he was a fairly hardened unbeliever, we could say. And he visited St. Giovanni Rotondo, but this was only after Padre Pio had just passed away. So he certainly didn't see Padre Pio while he is still alive. But there was such a crowd present there that he was not even able to see Padre Pio in death. So he actually had no direct contact with Padre Pio at all. And later on, when Aurelio was speaking with his brother admitted that he was actually only there out of some sort of curiosity about Padre Pio. He did not believe in the saint, and he was completely cold and indifferent about the whole thing. Well, not too long after this following incident happened. Aurelio's brother, he was in the church, Our Lady of Graces, Padre Pio's church. At the back, he sat down in one of the benches. And then suddenly he felt a tap on his shoulder, and he heard this very stern voice reprimanding him. And he turned to see who it was, but there was no one there. He was rather shaken and frightened by this. He decided he's moving to another bench somewhere else. He went there and he sat down, and once again the same thing happened. An authoritative voice, and he felt someone tapping him on the shoulder. He looked around again. No one was there. And at this point, Aurelio's brother broke out in a cold sweat. What was going on? He had absolutely no idea. The next time that Aurelio saw his brother, he was given every detail of what had happened. This unusual story, and he's obviously quite shaken. And he asked, how can I go to confession now? How do I make my confession? And Aurelio explained all the points to making a good confession. And then he also wanted to know, how can I make my first communion? And once again, Aurelio was very happy to explain all of this to him. Well, that night, Aurelio's brother, he had a dream. He was now asleep, and he had this dream that Padre Pio was standing right next to his bed. Padre Pio had his rosary in his hand and taught him how to pray the rosary. And all of these things, they actually mark the beginning of Aurelio's brother's conversion. He was received into the church not long after that, and from then on he lived a very devout life. So after these stories, we can easily ask, why did these two things, these two warnings happen? What was the point of it? And maybe we have to look here, what paths were these people on, and where would have they ended up if Padre Pio had not intervened? And coming soon, we're going to have another video on Padre Pio, and it's going to show how Padre Pio was able to comfort people, we could say, to assist them in life's journey, because all of these, it's like a storm sometimes, difficult things hit, and then Padre Pio was able to console these people. So please do join us for that video. And if you are new to our channel, if you are not subscribed to our channel, do subscribe and click that reminder bell to receive notifications of future videos. And we encourage everyone to be part of our Padre Pio apostolate.